Yep, I do remember that vividly, and the FT5 wasn't much better, but at least the FT5 gave you a bunch of options. That was like the first flagship HT I bought. I did a lot of Fusion with that. I ran it as a mobile for a while with a speaker mic and a little cup holder mount, and I actually really liked that radio. And then I jumped on All-Star because I'd always used it with a speaker mic. And I jumped on, when I got my first All-Star note, I jumped on with that, and everyone said the audio was terrible, so I tested it, and I couldn't believe how bad the audio was on it. So I bought another one, sold that one, bought another one, thinking I had a bad radio. No, the other one did the same exact same thing, so I returned it, and haven't looked back. But what blows my mind is the 7550 I have in the R7. I haven't even seen the battery icon dip, and I've had my R7 on last week, and I had the R7 on all day Saturday monitoring, and the battery icon didn't move.